KJAN Atlantic.
Shot is good.
It's time now for high school basketball on KJAN. KJAN Sports are brought to you in part by members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. And now, with tonight's girls basketball game, is Sports Director Chris Parks.
And good evening, everyone, or late afternoon, whatever you want to call it here, as we get ready for some postseason basketball here on the radio. Class 3A Region 1 play as the Atlantic Trojans get to host here this evening against the Greene County Rams. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJN.com. And we appreciate you locked in here for some high school hoops here this evening. It's been a busy day. Jim Fields has been providing you updates of district wrestling action throughout the afternoon. Congratulations. We've got four Atlantic Cam wrestlers that will be heading on to the state tournament coming up next week in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena, and we'll get you details on how all that played out coming up here at the halftime break here of this game. So look forward to that, hearing all those results from high school wrestling here at halftime. And, of course, we'll bring you all this girls basketball, and we'll give you scores up on the web later on here tonight as well with the other 3A and some 2A games that are going on here today as well. But Atlantic trying to advance on here to the next round. They come in with an 8-13 record, take on a 6-12 Greene County team. And Atlantic on the same side of the bracket as a game that's going on right now in Cherokee. Cherokee Washington, who's ranked number one in the state. They're taking on Kemper Catholic here this afternoon. And that game in progress there, so we'll get you an update on that one here not too far down the road as well. That's the potential next round matchup then for these teams, that next round game. So a regional semifinals is set to be played in Cherokee. Also in the bottom half of the bracket, Panorama is hosting Red Oak here this evening, and also Shenandoah will be home to take on Clarinda. That one's set for a 5:30 start. That Red Oak-Panorama game was still a 7 o'clock game last I knew of. There were some changes being made to try to accommodate the extreme cold weather conditions, and that's why this one was bumped up a little bit here to a 5 o'clock start today. Greene County coming off a win over St. L, 46-31 in their last outing for Atlantic. They're coming off a loss against Harlan that we had for you on Tuesday night, 62-48. But they did play well in that game. Did some really good things, and they were ahead at halftime. And a lot to take away from that, and we'll see if they can carry it over here and play good basketball here in the postseason. That's what it's all about now. We're going to take a quick pause. We'll come back and hear from Atlantic head girls basketball coach Dan Vargas and his thoughts as we head into this game here this evening. This is High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic in Atlantic. To make an appointment, give them a call today at 243-1833. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. ACGS is Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, located at the top of Chestnut Street. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for home and business alike. They are proud to be a sports booster in the Atlantic area and invite you to stop in today.
Talk girls basketball with head coach Dan Vargas. And coach, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Good to see you.
You too. And getting ready now here for the postseason run. We've got regional action here actually tonight coming up here for your team. First round here in Region 1 against Greene County. Your thoughts on getting into postseason play and kind of throw the regular season out the window, I guess, and get ready to get after it.
Absolutely. You know, our last few practices, you know, we've mentioned that everybody is now 0-0, you know, and you win or turn in your uniform. You know, it's kind of our mentality right now, win or turn it in. So, you know, it doesn't matter what we did, you know, the last couple of months in the sense of record. All that matters is how we're going to play together moving forward. You know, we've done a great job getting ourselves ready, playing good competition. You know, at the end of the season, we've started to gel quite a bit with the things we're doing offensively and defensively. And now it's just playing confident, putting it all together on the same night and getting on a little hot streak.
It seems like the team, too, is really having a good time out there together. It's pretty evident watching them play that they all get along pretty well and they like each other, so that also helps, too.
That has been a big change because, you know, when I took over that – there were kids that did not, you know, and if they did like each other, they had a weird way of showing it and didn't really seem like it. You know, and the other thing is we've spent years getting, you know, let's just say it, we've been getting beat up and knocked around, and, you know, our record isn't the, you know, the top of the Hawkeye 10, but, you know, we don't walk into games and just get throttled when we show up anymore. We don't walk in and get off the bus expecting that. In fact, when we do get beat in a way that we didn't expect, we're upset. Mm-hmm. You know, the bus rides home used to be giggling and laughing when we'd lose by 30, and now it's almost silent, and, you know, they want to get back to work. So the culture has definitely changed with our kids. They love playing together. This group gets along really well. So it's really nice to see that, and to be honest, it makes my job a lot more fun and much, much easier.
Yeah, and, yeah, you've seen that record start to turn around. Also, you went out and, you know, tried to schedule some other games that you knew were going to be tough opponents to get yourself ready now for this moment here in the postseason, and that's part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we pick up Urbandale, and, you know, they may not have the best record. They're playing 4A. They're playing mm-hmm. Dowling Valley and Southeast Polk week in, week out. So playing them, playing Norwalk. You know, we had Harlan twice, Glenwood, Creston twice, Denison twice. Those are all highly ranked mm-hmm. teams. Nottoway Valley. You know, we didn't go pick up a bunch of cupcakes. You know, we played a handful of teams that, you know, struggled this season, but you know, our closest our closest 3A game was over 10 points. You know, we haven't had a single digit 3A game, I don't think, yet. So you know, we definitely loaded up that schedule so that we were prepared, and we didn't care what the schedule looked like. We wanted to win basketball games and be ready for postseason.
Well, as you get ready here for Greene County, taking a look at them, a team that has struggled here throughout the year, but as we started the program talking about, everybody's record's wiped out now. You got to go out there and prove it and take care of business no matter what a team's done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they always talk about trap games and things like that, and, you know, anytime that, that anybody overlooks anybody, you know, for any reason, that's when bad things happen. You know, we've made sure that our girls are focused and locked in. You know, but we've also let them know that, you know, on film and what we've seen, we are the better basketball team. But you can say whatever you want. If you don't back it up, it doesn't mean a thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, put our money where our mouth is and go out and play. But, you know, I like our pressure. I like our pressure against their inability to handle it. You know, we've seen the film where they struggle even against some extended 2-3 zones. So I think that's an advantage to us. We shoot a much higher percent. You know, and a big stat that stood out to me, we have twice as many steals, you know, and half as many turnovers. So that's mm-hmm. a big factor. And we've made more free throws than they've attempted this season by about 30. So those are some stats I think bode well for us going into this game.
I know you've looked at them a little bit. Anybody in particular that's stood out from their team that you're going to have to look out for?
Yeah, you know, they've got a post who can score a little bit. You know, Brianna Habin, I think I'm saying her name right. You know, she averages about 10.5 a game, about 10 rebounds a game. You know, they try to run their offense through her. Three-point-wise, they don't shoot overly well. I think they're about 17% from three, so they're trying to feed the ball in and get easy looks. But, you know, she's a physical player on film. She'll move people. She reminds me of Ava Wolf from Shenandoah, the way she plays. I do think Ava Wolf is a much better player myself, but, you know, she plays that same physical style. She wants to pin you, push you around, get the ball, and finish. So, you know, we're going to make sure that we don't leave her open or give her too many one-on-ones or against undersized players in our 1-2-2 and try to limit her and force other people to beat us.
Well, and you talked about the pressure and that something that you hope will be effective, and I think that's probably something you're thinking no matter who the opponent is, because that's become a very strong part of your team here, especially, I would say, the last half of the season. Once you figured out where everybody needed to be on that press and what spots you need to fill maybe on the backside, Jada and Haley have done a terrific job out front really pressuring those ball handlers, and you've gotten steals, and that's led to points on the other side.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. We wanted to play pressure, and you know, this is another one of those reasons why playing good competition helped. You know, all those coaches, you know, those teams that are good are usually good, too, because they're well-coached. And, you know, we saw a bunch of different presses, and it took us some time to adjust to some of the different unique presses we'd never seen. And once we made adjustments and our kids figure out now in-game how to make those adjustments without a timeout, you know, it says an awful lot. Now they're playing together. They're figuring out jumping passes. We've spent time on not being reactive but being proactive. Where might they throw it, jump the pass, and go? You know, pressure defense is not sit back and wait. Pressure defense is force the issue and make it happen. So if you want to play that way and you're not aggressive, you're going to be in some trouble.
Well, a great opportunity here. It's obviously fun when, too, you get to host a game. We've talked about that multiple times. Prior years, that wasn't something that was thought about for Atlantic girls basketball, but you've changed that mode now, and an opportunity for folks to come out and support these girls.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're very excited for that. And, you know, our girls have earned this. You know, we weren't sure what we were going to get. You know, obviously our record wasn't the greatest, but, you know, it was a good enough record that we thought we should be a little bit higher seed than some teams. And, you know, we played some games this week and, you know, proved that as well. But, you know, our biggest thing was getting our girls one more chance to play at home. You know, they get to play. It'd be amazing if Kemper could help us get another one. If they knock off Cherokee, that'd be kind of fun. But, you know, we're just glad to be at home. You know, move the start time up to 5 o'clock, you know, with the cold coming in. The state advised, you know, letting us play earlier, so we moved it up a little bit. You know, and people want to come watch. You know, if you can't make it, I don't think we can live stream. You know, I think there's state contracts. Yeah. So, you know, that's out of the question, but it'll be picked up by you guys, I'm sure, and, you know, everybody else. So we're going to just encourage people to come out, get inside the gym where it's warm, and enjoy some basketball.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and like you said, if they can't be there, we'll have it for them on the radio to listen to, and we hope it's a good result, and we hope you have plenty more to talk about next week, Coach. We appreciate you coming in and talk about it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Atlantic Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason. Back with more in just a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. FMB, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. Visit with them for consumer and agricultural loans, checking, and interest-bearing accounts. FMB, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scott Jensen, Southwest Iowa's newest State Farm agent. I'd like to introduce myself and all of the services that I can provide, protecting you and your family from auto to home, life to health, as well as taking care of all of your financial service and banking needs. So stop by my office at 204 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Welcome back now here to Atlantic High School as we get ready for this Class 3A Region 1 first round matchup here. It's actually the regional quarterfinals the way the brackets are set up. Atlantic hosting Greene County. Greene County, we mentioned, coming in at 6-12 overall. They're averaging 30 points per game as a team, so scoring's a little tough to come by. Brianna Hobbin is their leading scorer with about 11 points per contest, and then they've got a couple others averaging around 5, Sadie Wilson and Michaela Kafer. Also, 4 points per game coming from Brianna Osterson as well for the Greene County Rams. They shoot 31% from the field, just 18% from three-point range, so the outside isn't their game, and 50% from the foul line. For the Atlantic Trojans, coming in at 8-13, they're averaging 58 points per game. They're led by Haley Rasmussen, averaging 21 points per game. She's joined there in the scoring and double figures by Jada Jensen, the sophomore, averaging 11 per contest, and then 6 per game each for Lauren Nicholas, Macy Waters, and Tessa Grooms. Taylor McCready, the senior, averaging about 5 per outing. Let's listen in here as the introductions now have just gotten wrapped up. We'll listen in here for our national anthem here before we get started.
Thank you.
And there's our national anthem as we get ready for action here in this one. Trojans, we mentioned some of the individual numbers. They shoot 40% as a team from the field and 69% from the foul line, 28% from downtown. For Atlantic, they'll send out this crew for Dan Vargason. Number one, Haley Rasmussen, the 5'7 senior. 11, Taylor McCready, the 5'6 senior. Number 20, Lauren Nicholas, a 5'8 senior. Number 22, Macy Waters, a 5'6 senior. Number 32, Jada Jensen, the 5'8 sophomore. For Greene County and head coach Todd Gordon, they'll send out number zero, Brianna Hobbin, the 5'10 junior, along with number three, Brianna Osterson, a 5'7 senior. Number four, Michaela Kafer, a 5'7 senior, along with number five, Lily Muir, a 5'9 senior, and number 15, Sadie Wilson, a 5'7 senior. Opening tap is controlled here by Greene County, and they'll work it to the right corner here as we're just underway. As they went into the center circle, Rasmussen was in there, but Greene County came away with the opening tip, and they start the game off here, working left to right as we see it here in the scorer's table side of the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. They ended up throwing a pass to the right side that goes out of bounds, and an early turnover here for Greene County, and Atlantic will get their first crack on the offensive end. Haley Rasmussen on the right-hand side drives baseline. They double-team her. She'll get out of it, passing it to McCready. They work the quick pass back to the middle for Waters. Now Rasmussen driving baseline. The kick across for Lauren Nicholas. She'll jump one up. No good. Rebound fought for, grabbed up by Jensen. She missed the putback, tipped out and controlled again, though, by Rasmussen. So the possession stays alive here for the Trojans. Nicholas now will dribble here to the left-hand side. She'll stop and fire it across over to Jada Jensen. Jensen, the lob to Macy Waters. Now back door, McCready driving baseline. Gets it over to Rasmussen. She'll attack in, a little scoop up and under, no good. And the rebound controlled by Haben, using that size inside to grab that board. No scores so far. Both teams empty on their opening possession. The Greene County Rams wearing their road red uniforms here with the black trim and lettering. And they throw another one away. Loose ball out front picked up by Jensen. Jensen runs it out the other direction all the way in, and the layup good there for Jada Jensen. So the opening score goes to Atlantic as they'll lead it here early 2-0. Skip pass to the far side, knocked away out of bounds there on a reach by Macy Waters. It will stay with Greene County underneath. Again, they're wearing those reds with the black lettering and trim. Greene County written around the outside of the numbers on the front. A little bit of a black and white striping down the side, and then the Ram logo on the side of the short as well. For Atlantic, the home whites here this evening with the black lettering and the gold trim. Atlantic written across the front. A inbound pass, they got it to the middle and haven't missed a shot. Quick transition feed to Rasmussen up ahead, and she'll convert on the other side, and it's an early 4-0 lead here for Atlantic. 6 minutes to play here in the opening period. Breaking through the press now here is the Rams. They'll throw it right side, a three up there and no good by Sadie Wilson. Long rebound, though, tracked down by Brianna Osterson. Osterson got it to Kafer. Now Kafer dumps it inside, but a steal as stepping in front there was McCready. McCready takes it away, and Atlantic driving baseline again with Rasmussen. Back out front to Nicholas. Now it goes to Waters. She'll turn, fire up the jumper. A little too strong, and rebound taken by Kafer inside. A lob up. No, a tip been stolen by Jensen. She'll outlet up ahead here to Rasmussen. Leans in, gets the contact. No good on the shot, but she's fouled. And Osterson will pick up the foul, the first of the game. And Haley Rasmussen will go to the free throw line here for a couple of early tries at the line. Rasmussen, a great foul shooter, 87% on the season. She has been better than that even at times in her career, and she knocks down the first here. A couple of subs now into the ball game here for Greene County. Eliza Carlson, a 5'3 senior, will check in, as will number 10, Natalie Heipel, a 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw by Rasmussen is up and good. She knocks them both down. And an early 6-0 advantage here for the Trojans. The inbound pass comes to the left-hand side. Nicholas, oh, now a tip and steal again. Rasmussen took it away, able to save it on the baseline. Oh, the last moment she stepped. She was kind of straddling the baseline, trying to keep her feet in bounds as she looked for an outlet. And the last step was a little bit on the line. So it will go back now here to Greene County. And they'll inbound and get some pressure. They get it in left side. It goes over to Heipel. Heipel bounce pass back behind her into the hands there of Wilson. Wilson back across the floor. Greene County having trouble. They need to get it across the half-court timeline. We're going to get a timeout here from the Rams bench as they struggle to break that 10-second count. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Gordon here for Greene County. And we'll keep it right here during this break. An early quick 6-0 lead here for the Trojans at home. And decent start as they try to find some space. A little bit of a unique zone that you're seeing from Greene County. And they're using some of that baseline to try to filter the ball back and forth underneath the basket. And so far have been able to find a couple of looks. But it's been mainly the turnovers forced that have turned into some opportunities here on the other end, just like it has been a good chunk of the end of the season for the Trojans. The inbound pass now out of the timeout. They work it in there to Emma Hoyle, who came in the game. Now it's tipped away and stolen by Lauren Nicholas. She gets it up ahead to Rasmussen, and another foul call called. This one's going to be on the floor, they say. So no shots this time. That foul will be whistled on number 15, Sadie Wilson. That'll be her first, team foul number two. And the inbound from Rasmussen. In the corner, Macy Waters wide open for a three. That's short. Rebound out long and controlled there on the run by Heupel. She'll race up ahead, throw it at the rim, no good. And the rebound to Waters. Now the outlet up ahead to Taylor McCready. She'll pull up, didn't have numbers, bounces it back behind her to Waters. They swing it around left side. Rasmussen attacking baseline. The floater on the way, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Hoyle. Here comes Hoyle. The poke away from behind, though, by Rasmussen. Another steal. Here they come through the middle. Back left side, Rasmussen. Up top it goes to Lauren Nicholas, and they'll swing it over to Waters. She'll load up a three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside to Hobbin. Brianna Hobbin with the board, and she'll dribble it across the timeline herself. She'll give it over to Hoyle now up top. Hoyle turns around and throws it behind her to Carlson. Quick pass back to Hoyle on the arc right side from Hobbin. Into the corner they go. Mishandled for a moment by Heupel. Got it back to Hoyle. Inside pass, double team on Hobbin, rotated back left side, and Atlantic using a shifting zone pressure. Now McCready sees that cross-court pass coming, steals it away, she'll go to the other direction, head fake, and then got the hoop. Nice steal and a nice finish for Taylor McCready, and Atlantic up 8-0. 3:42 left to go here in the opening quarter. The inbound and the work across half court to Hobbin. She'll send it left side to Heupel. Heupel hanging on to it, guarded by McCready. Now the bounce pass back out front comes to Hoyle. Hoyle on the right side dribble, feeds it to the corner. Now the give back up top here to Hoyle. He'll zip it across the floor to Carlson. In the middle, Hobbin, 15-foot jump shot, knocks it down. Brianna Hobbin gets Greene County off the schneid, and it's an 8-2 ball game. Here comes Atlantic. Nicholas into Waters, back outside. A three on the way there for Rasmussen, and she'll splash it straight down. Haley Rasmussen with the hoop, and it's now an 11-2 lead here for Atlantic. 2:58 left to go here in the first quarter. Hobbin in the middle, turned around and fell down with the basketball, tried to pass it off. Now it's loose on the floor. Players diving for it. Greene County came away with the ball. Another 30-second timeout called by Coach Gordon here for the Rams. So we'll keep it right here in this brief pause once again. But a good start here still for the Trojans, up 11-2. Get a good look up top there for Rasmussen, and she buries the three. And they start to get that shooting going a little bit here. They would certainly have a big advantage. They have not shot it particularly well here so far, but maybe just getting into the groove of the game here a little bit. 2:48 left to go here in this opening quarter. The inbound pass will come here to Michaela Kafer. Now across far side into the middle they go. They pass it left wing. Back up top, they'll swing it around the outside into the hands of Kafer. Kafer on the right side dribble, throws it to the middle. Back behind her on the pass, it goes to Carlson. Carlson back to the high post. Picked up and thrown left wing. The drive baseline. And back to the middle now. Here falling down is Kafer, and they're going to call a foul here. It's going to go against Atlantic. That's going to go against Jada Jensen. First foul of the game here against the Trojans. Inbound from underneath now here for Greene County as they'll lob it in to Lily Muir. Muir sends it outside now into the hands of Kafer. Kafer back across left side. It's Carlson. Back to Kafer, but stolen. Rasmussen got a piece of it, stole it away. She goes the other end, but missed the layup. And the rebound grabbed up by Greene County. Now poked back out of their hands, but it's picked up on the run, and then they travel with it. It was Muir who came up with a loose ball, but then she quickly stumbled and lost it again. in the inbound. The kick out right side. Rasmussen another three. In and out. Rebound taken underneath there by Brianna Osterson. Ball tipped up. Jensen got a piece of it, stole it away, lobbed it up ahead to Rasmussen, who got behind everybody else and tosses one in. 13-2. Trojans leading here with a 1:36 to go, first quarter. Lob up left side, and too tall on the pass that time as they try to feed it over on the left side to Muir. And another giveaway here for Greene County. Macy Waters will check out of the ball game as Tessa Grooms comes into the ball game here for the first time. In the corner, Nicholas lobs it to Grooms. Back out top, they'll swing it. Rasmussen, head fake, and to Jensen. Left side, Nicholas wasn't in the same spot where Jensen thought she was and throws it out of bounds. The inbound comes through traffic. They kick it back here left side. Driving up the right side of the floor. Now the lob up ahead. Stopping on the left wing there is Osterson. She'll give it back to the middle for Hoyle. Inside the lane and a foul whistled on the ground. They got it inside to Hobbin, and she is bumped into. They're going to call that one on Tessa Grooms. That will be her first and second team foul now on Atlantic with a 1:04 left to go here in the first quarter. Inbound comes up top, and a quick three trigger. No good there for the Rams, but the rebound and put back by Hobbin is up and in. The miss was from Hoyle originally, and now a quick outlet by Atlantic. They got it up ahead to Rasmussen. She drove in, missed one off the window with the right-hand scoop, and Greene County comes up with the board. Now off to Hobbin. She'll pull one up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound came out long. Grabbed up by Greene County. Outside Hoyle. Bounce pass to Hobbin. Turns, faces the basket, gives it behind her now, and a three try on the way and up and in for Brianna Osterson. So a couple of buckets back-to-back here for Greene County. He's made it 13-7. 20 seconds left to go in the quarter. In the middle, Grooms looking towards the basket. It's tied up here, and the arrow belongs to Atlantic. They'll get to keep here. 15 seconds to play here in this opening quarter. 13-7, Trojans leading. Rasmussen will inbound here from underneath. She'll lob it up top here for Jensen. Back to the corner. Screen set for Rasmussen. She'll pull up and knock it down in the corner. Great response there from the Trojans, and Rasmussen burying the corner three. 16-7 now the lead. Hobbin catches the pass in the middle on the press. She'll race it up ahead. Poked away from behind at the last moment. She ends up tumbling to the floor here at the end of the quarter, and she's going to roll over here in a bit of pain. They're going to help her up, and looks like maybe she's all right. And that'll be the end of quarter number one. 16-7, Atlantic on top. We'll take a break. This is high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Templeman's. They buy, sell, and trade antiques. Also new and used furniture, office equipment, and books, along with other miscellaneous items. Stop by Templeman's, 516 Walnut in downtown Atlantic today. For all your insurance needs, visit with the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs today. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance today. Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy in Elkhorn.
Welcome back now here to Atlantic High School. After one quarter of play, Atlantic leading 16-7, but a quick entry, and Brianna Hobbin turned around and tossing one in right in front of the hoop to get the first points here the second quarter for Greene County. So they open up with a quick basket. 16-9, now your score. Rasmussen swings it to Lauren Nicholas, left side. They'll go inside to Grooms. The kick back out. Rasmussen for another three. That's no good. Rebound is skied for by Osterson. Up ahead, here comes right side. And now a tip and a steal here by Rasmussen, and then a reach back in going to be called here against Greene County as slapping back at it with Sadie Wilson. She'll pick up her second, team foul number three, and the inbound in front of the scorer's table here for Atlantic. 16-9, the lead here for the Trojans with 7:23 to go till half. Lauren Nicholas launches one up and tosses it in on the right-hand side. Her first bucket of the game. And back to a 10-point lead for the Trojans at 19-9. Now a steal. Nicholas stole a long pass away. Over to Jensen. Jensen up top it goes, and a long jumper by Grooms is no good. McCready fighting hard for the rebound. Saved it back in. Nice hustle by Taylor McCready to keep it alive. Rasmussen hands it off now to Jensen, and she'll swing it back to Rasmussen on the right side. Up top Jensen. Nicholas, she'll try another three. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Again, McCready scratching for it. She gets it. A feed back inside to Grooms. Blocked away by Hobbin, but a foul called. And Tessa Grooms will go to the line here to shoot two as Hobbin picks up her first foul. Team foul number four now on the Rams. So Tessa Grooms with an opportunity here at the free throw line. And up and no good there on the first. Next one is no good as well. She misses them both. The rebound comes away here to the Rams. And now a tip, almost a steal. We get a foul call here. It's going to be Jada Jensen called for the foul. It was almost a steal, and then the ball got loose back to Greene County, and Jensen gets called for running in there. That'll be her second, team foul number three. The inbound comes here for Greene County. Hobbin in the middle, dumps it right side. Now the pickup, they try to throw it back to the middle to Hobbin. It's loose on the floor as she couldn't reach it, and now a tie-up inside as Waters gets down on the hardwood there, tying it up with Osterson, and it will be Atlantic ball here on the arrow. So still 19-9, Trojans leading with 6:22 to go in the first half here. Drive right side, Rasmussen, kick back behind her. Elbow jumper, no good there for Waters. Rebound tipped to the baseline, and Rasmussen able to control. Outside, Nicholas, back to Rasmussen, driving left side, all the way around, a couple of defenders, and in off the window. 21-9, and we got a timeout on the floor here with 6:02 left to go in the half. 21-9, Trojans leading. This will be Atlantic taking the timeout, a 30-second timeout for them. So we will keep it right here. We've got 6:02 left to go here in this first half, and a 21-9 advantage here for Atlantic. And as we mentioned earlier, it still kind of stayed the same. They've hit a few, but the overall shooting has not been quite on point yet here for Atlantic. Otherwise, I think the margin could be more, but they've missed quite a few. But starting to pick up the intensity a little bit. It seemed like everybody was a little bit slow to get started here in this one, but now pace has picked up a bit, and you can see the defensive pressure pick up a bit now here for Atlantic as well. Aspen Nicholson checks into the ball game here for the Trojans. Also, Macy Waters back in there. So right now on the floor for Atlantic, it's Rasmussen, McCready, Nicholson, Waters, and Nicholas. Inbound will come now here from underneath. They'll get it inbound to Hobbin, and the press put on here by Atlantic. They go left side. Quick pass back behind. It's loose. They threw it away. Ball rolling out of bounds off of Greene County. That's Osterson, who tried to go back and get it after the pass came behind her. And Rasmussen now will inbound from underneath here for the Trojans. 5:54 to go in the half. The inbound will come up top to Nicholas. Waters, right side. Back up top, Nicholas. She'll try a three. That's short. Rebound, Hobbin. And Hobbin bringing it up here on the left-hand side of the floor. She'll stop, get double-teamed, throw it off to Carlson. Back to the middle now. Osterson spinning away from pressure, up with a line drive shot, no good, but Hobbin right there to rebound it and clean it up. Hobbin now with 8 in the game, and it's 21-11. Rasmussen right side to Macy Waters, loads up a 3, no good, rebound taken by Osterson. Greene County now going to race ahead. Brought up there by Kafer, she'll give it back up front in the middle to Hobbin. Turns, stops, and fires from 10 feet, rims out, rebound Lauren Nicholas. Now ahead to Haley Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking, hesitates, drives in herself, and is fouled on the way in. And it will be a shooting foul, they say. She'll go to line here to shoot two. not sure they were going to hit that one on the floor first, and it will be whistled on Eliza Carlson. That's her first, and team foul number five now here on Greene County. Haley Rasmussen at the free throw line, where she's 2 for 2 so far in the game, but she misses the first here. Osterson will check out now here for Greene County. Brought Wilson back in. Free throw is up and good on the second for Rasmussen. It's now 22-11. Inbound pass knocked away off the hands of McCready. It'll stay with Greene County now in the corner. 5:07 left to go here in the half. 22-11 is the score. The inbound here as will hesitate, lob it up ahead. Ball tipped loose. Rasmussen comes up with a loose ball. Driving left side in, short on the shot. Rebound Waters. She tries to go back up through a pile. And we're going to have a foul on the floor here called on the Rams. That's going to be against Carlson, her second now. And it'll be team foul number 6 on Greene County. 5:01 to play in the half. 11-point lead for the Trojans. Inbound. They set a screen for Rasmussen to try a three. Missed it. Long rebound in the corner, and Waters able to get around a defender for it. Off to Nicholson. Left side to Nicholas. Long two. Up and no good. Rebound tapped long. It's controlled by Rasmussen. Good job by Nicholson to get a hand on it. Rasmussen back to Lauren Nicholas. Nicholas to Nicholson. Nicholson back baseline to Lauren Nicholas. She drives in there. Curls under, throws it back to the middle to Waters, but it's stolen away. A little bit errant on the pass. Kafer comes away with it. She'll race ahead, loses the ball, comes back up with it on the baseline and throws it back outside, but she was bumped from behind. They're going to call a foul here on Atlantic. Foul will be whistled on Nicholson. That'll be her first. Team foul number 4 now here on the Trojans, and the inbound will come here from underneath. Macy Waters checks out as they put Grooms back in there. Lob up top here. They'll swing it around into the hands of Carlson. Now it's Kafer and a whistle and a jump going to be called. Nicholson got her hands in there against Kafer. And the arrow belongs to Greene County. They'll keep it. 22-11 the score. 4:26 to go here in the first half. The inbound pass to the corner. Head fake, they give it around outside. Head fake and drive up with the bank shot, no good. Rebound right there, but Grooms blocked it, but a little bit of body contact there against Natalie Heupel. And Heupel will go to the free throw line here to shoot two. I think she just kind of leaned awkwardly there. If she would have stayed probably where she was at the initial jump, she probably still could have got a piece of it and not gotten any of that contact, but she'll pick up her second. And the free throw is up and good there on the first by Heupel. Substitutions here as checking in for Greene County will be Emma Hoyle back in the ballgame, and Osterson comes back out as well. 4:20 left to go in the half. Here's the second free throw, and that one banks off no good. Rebound taken, though, back by Greene County. This one's blocked by Grooms. It was grabbed back up by Heupel, but she stepped on the baseline. And now Heupel will check out as Hobbin comes back in. Also, Nicholson will check out as Jensen comes back in here for Atlantic. 4:15 to go here in the first half. 22-12, Atlantic leading. Lauren Nicholas back to Jada Jensen. Inside to Grooms. Turn around. Blocked shot, but a foul. She'll go to line here to shoot two. Tessa Grooms back to the free throw line. She's 0-for-2 so far here in the game. Lily Muir picks up the foul, her first. That'll be team foul number 7. So it would be bonus time here the rest of the half for the Trojans. The first free throw is up and good. Got it to fall dead on the back iron and dumped down in. 4:07 to go in the half. McCready will check out as they bring Waters back in. Here's his free throw, and that one is no good by Grooms. A little long, and Osterson pulls down the board. Hoyle, guarded closely by Rasmussen, back over left side Osterson. Now lost it on a spin move. Rasmussen takes it away. She's fouled as she goes up for the shot. It'll count, and a chance at three here for Haley Rasmussen. Nice job being in the right place at the right time there on the defensive pressure. As she came around on that backside, kind of saw the spin coming. And the foul whistled against Emma Hoyle, her first. The free throw by Rasmussen, up and good as she knocks it down there to complete the three-point play. And that will now make it a 26-12 lead here for Atlantic. In the middle, Hobbin driving left, kicks it in the corner. Back out front, they go to Osterson. Back down inside to Hobbin. She'll kick it to Hoyle. Out of the corner, a three on the way. There is no good by Wilson. Rebound batted out, and it will stay with Greene County here. Last touch by the Trojans. 3:39 left to go here in the first half. 26-12, Atlantic leading. The lob outside to Osterson. She'll give it back to the corner. Tipped by Jensen, out of bounds. It will stay with Greene County on the sideline now. Inbound to Osterson. Turns and shoots. No good from 15. Rebound to Grooms. Outlet to Jada Jensen. Jensen up ahead to Rasmussen left side. She'll attack baseline. Gives it off to Jensen. A jumper up and good for Jada Jensen. Her second here of the ball game. It's 28-12. High post. Give back to the middle now here for Hoyle. Hoyle dribbling right side all the way towards the basket. Cut off there by Grooms. Now tied up by Lauren Nicholas. And the arrow this time will belong to Atlantic. So another nice turnover force there by the Atlantic defense. And Rasmussen will be the one to send it in. Jensen will bring it up. 3:04 left to go here in the half. Left side to Lauren Nicholas. That 2-3 zone still set in here by the Rams. Back outside, a three on the way by Nicholas. Knocks it down. Lauren Nicholas with her second triple here of the quarter. And it's now a 31-12 advantage. Atlantic starting to pull away. A tip and a steal. Nicholas right attacking the basket. Will put it back in on the layup. So right after knocking down the three, she went to work on defense. Gets a steal and a hoop. And it's 33-12. Greene County this time breaks the press. Hobbin right side. Head fakes on a shot. Gives it to Hoyle instead. Hoyle guarded closely by Rasmussen. The bounce pass to the corner and they threw it away. There wasn't much effort there on that one from Wilson to try to go get it along the sideline. I don't know if she was just not ever looking at it or what, but they give it away. So Atlantic now will sub out as Grooms in. Jensen will check out. Nicholson comes back in, as does McCready. Pass to the corner outside. No, it's tipped and stolen this time by Greene County. Here comes a race out by Osters. Son, she missed it. Rebound to McCready. Now she'll race back the other direction. McCready all the way to the basket. The layup good. Taylor McCready using some of those track wheels to get up the floor out in front of everybody else and knock one down. 35-12. Up top now for Greene County. They'll work it back inside to Hobbin. She loads one up on a sidestep. Missed it. Rattled out. Rebound taken by McCready again. Up ahead here to Rasmussen. Baseline drive. She'll back it back out. Give it to Taylor. Back now to Rasmussen in the corner. Drives in. Bounce pass to Nicholson. Behind her to Lauren. Now McCready right side. The head fake and the give. Nicholas open for a three at the top. No good. Rebound taken by Hobbin. And she falls down as she outlets. Pass up left side. Now it comes back into the middle here. Osterson trying to lean in here against pressure. And they're going to call a foul on the floor before she went up for a shot attempt. And that foul is going to be whistled on Lauren Nicholas. That'll be her first, and now team foul number 6. Nicholas checks out, as coming into the game will be Nellie Grooms, the 5'11 senior. Buck 22 to go here in the half. 35-12 is the advantage here for the Trojans. And to Hobbin, she turns, missed it short on a little hook shot. Rebound taken by Nellie Grooms. She'll outlet up here right side. Rasmussen pressure coming behind. Dribbles it off. Left side. Nicholson open for the shot. Short though. And a foul on the rebound. This time Taylor McCready going to get called for a little bit of a push inside. So McCready picks up the foul. We'll walk to the other end here for the 1-1. And it's going to be Hobbin who goes to the line here to shoot it. Her first trip to the free throw line here in the game. 35-12, Atlantic leading with a 1:09 left to go in the half. Free throw is up and no good on the front end, and the rebound comes down to Nellie Grooms. The outlet to Nicholson, she'll give it to Rasmussen. Oh, left side, threw it to Waters, who was already cutting away, and they turn it over. Green County basketball, they'll get it across court to Kafer. She splits a double team with a dribble, picks it up, throws it left side over to Heupel. Heupel trying to go back to the middle, stolen by Rasmussen. She'll take it all the way in and lay it home. Haley Rasmussen with the theft in the hoop, 37-12. They put on the press again, get it into Kafer. She'll lob it to Hobbin. Hobbin back to Kafer. Kafer now on the dribble, goes right side. Picks it up. Bounce pass across back to the center circle. Now it's to Hobbin. Hobbin turns, gives it back outside. A three by Carlson is short. Hobbin got the board, went right back up, got it in, and a foul. A chance at three here for Brianna Hobbin. And she's now got 10 in the ballgame. And the foul is going to be whistled on Macy Waters. That will be her first. Eighth team foul now here on the Trojans. Hobbin at the line here to try to complete the three-point play, and she does not. She missed it. Rebound to Waters. The outlet over to Nellie Grooms, and now she'll bring it up. 19 seconds left to go in the half. Rasmussen on the left side. She'll back it back out to the center circle. They'll use the clock here to run it down to the end of the half. Rasmussen right side to Grooms. Back up top. Rasmussen puts it on the deck, gives it left side to McCready. Now back to Rasmussen. Steps right, gives it to Nicholson, turns, fires one up. His time runs out. It's off the mark. And that'll do it here for half number one. Atlantic leading 37-14 at the break. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, give you the numbers quick, and then we'll get some wrestling results not too far down the road. This is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brocker Carnes & Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker Carnes & Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan, celebrating over 100 years. Brown's Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet, along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown's Shoe Fit, 502 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Here at Atlantic High School, a quick look at the first half numbers. Haley Rasmussen already with 20 points here in the contest to lead the way for Atlantic. Eight coming from Lauren Nicholas, four apiece for Taylor McCready and Jada Jensen, and one for Tessa Grooms. Trojans went 5 of 9 at the free throw line here in the first half. For Green County, they had 10 points from Brianna Hobbin, three from Brianna Osterson, and one chipped in by Natalie Heupel here in the first half. They were 1 of 4 at the free throw line in the first session. They gave the ball away 13 times, though, on turnovers. Atlantic with 4 giveaways there in that first half of play. 37-14, Atlantic leading here at halftime in this Class 3A Region 1 quarterfinal round matchup. And now we're going to get you an update on what happened today with some wrestling action. District wrestling across the state as champions and runners-up there at each weight class from each site get to move on to the state tournament next week at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Atlantic Cam with 4 wrestlers that will be participating in that coming up here next week. So let's hear Jim Field has been giving you those updated reports here throughout the day, and he has this report on results from today's action.
District wrestling tournaments held on Saturday around the area in all 3 classes. Here's a look first at results from the 2A district wrestling meet held in Creston. At 106 pounds, the champion Vincent Mayberry of Glenwood and the runner-up Caden Whip of Clarinda. At 113 pounds, Zeke Hoven of Winterset, the champ, and Lincoln Keeler of Creston, the runner-up. At 120 pounds, Matthew Ben of Glenwood, the champion, and Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam was the runner-up. At 126 pounds, Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam was the champion, and Jake Porter of Winterset, the runner-up. At 132 pounds, Keegan Jensen of Winterset was the champion, and Tristan Barncastle of Creston, the runner-up. At 138 pounds, Cale Downey of Clarinda was the champion, Jensen Caldenberg of Winterset, the runner-up. At 145 pounds, Logan Jones of Central Decatur was the champion and Keaton Street of Creston the runner-up. At 152, Tyler Brown of Winterset the champion, Caden Bolton of Creston was the runner-up. At 160 pounds, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama was the champion, Xander Reed of Central Decatur the runner-up. At 170 pounds, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam was the champion, Brady Behringer of Winterset the runner-up. At 182, Mitch Mayberry of Glenwood was the champion, Riley Hoven of Winterset the runner-up. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston was the champion. C.J. Carter of Glenwood was second. At 220 pounds, Crew Howard of Clarinda was the champion, while Jake Smith of Clark placed second. And at 285, Duggan Tolley of Winterset was the champion. Tristan Dorsher of Atlantic Cam was the runner-up. Atlantic Cam ending with four district either champions or runners-up advancing to state. And again, those for Atlantic Cam include Ethan Fulman, who was the runner-up at 120 pounds, Joe Weaver, the champion, at 126 pounds, also Caden Stutzman, who won the 170-pound title, and Tristan Dorsher, who was runner-up at the heavyweight class. That was the 2A meet at Creston. Now, also some 1A meets were held on Saturday in a 1A district wrestling meet at Underwood. At 106 pounds, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley was the champ, Drew Ellen of Mount Air the runner-up. At 113 pounds, John Schroeder of Riverside the champion, Zach Williams of St. Albert second place. At 120 pounds, Jace Rose of Riverside was the champion, Riley Radke of Missouri Valley the runner-up. At 126 pounds, Stevie Barnes of Underwood is the champion, Xavier Travato of Missouri Valley was second. At 132 pounds, Gable Porter of Underwood was the champion, while Bryce Shaha of Mount Air was the runner-up. At 138 pounds, Weston Allen of Underwood took the title, while Nolan Moore of Riverside was second. At 145 pounds, Trey Ellen of Mount Air, the champion, Duncan Clark of Trainer was second. At 152 pounds, it was Jaden Knight of Mount Air, the champ, and Ben Hansen of Missouri Valley, the runner-up. At 160 pounds, Jackson Ray of East Mills won the title, and Garrison Gettler of AHSTW took second. At 170 pounds, Cale McLaren of St. Albert was the champion, while Gage Clausen of Missouri Valley was the runner-up. At 182 pounds, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center was the champion. Caden Hendricks of Riverside took second. At 195, Eddie Vlesic of Riverside was the champion, and Ben O'Neill of St. Albert the runner-up. At 220 pounds, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley took the title, and Chris Gardner of Underwood was second. And at 285, Easton Elledge of Underwood was the champion, while Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox took second place, those wrestlers all qualifying for the state meet. Also in a 1A meet on Saturday at ACGC High School, the state qualifiers include at 106, Colton Munson of Ogden, who was the champ, and Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC, the runner-up. At 113 pounds, Kai Carrot of Logan Magnolia was the champ, while Landon Hansen of West Monona was the runner-up. At 120 pounds, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley first place, Ryan Duckett of St. Edmunds second place. At 126 pounds, Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia the champ, Cale Munson of Ogden the runner-up. At 132 pounds, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia was the champ, and Gunnar Larson of ACGC took second. At 138, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia was first, and Matt Peters of Lawton Bronson the runner-up. At 145, Kevin King of South Central Calhoun was the champion. Avery McLeod of Ogden was second. At 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia won the title, and Cale Rowley of ACGC was second. At 160 pounds, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia was the champ, and Garrett Quirk of East Sac County was second. At 170 pounds, Blake McAllister of South Central Calhoun was the champion, and Colby Scott of Maple Valley second. At 182, Jackson DeWald of Westwood, the titleist, and Sendeska Kalskett of West Monona was second. At 195, Brandon Meyer of Alta Aurelia was the champion. Cooper Nielsen of Audubon took second. At 220, Jaden Sword of South Central Calhoun won the title, while Mageska Kaiskett of West Monona was second. And at 285, Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia was the champion. Justin Rupnow of East Sac County took second place. Again, all those winners and runners-up in the district meets today. They advance to the State Wrestling Championships coming up this week, the dual state tournament on Wednesday, and then the traditional state tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have live coverage for you here this weekend coming up on KJAN. That's a look at District Wrestling Championship action from Saturday. I'm Jim Field for KJAN Sports. This broadcast is brought to you by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Steve Anderson at 249-3930. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Aiken Building Center offers a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
This is Donnie Drennan of Drennan Insurance. I have over 36 years of experience with life, health, Medicare, Obamacare, long-term care, and crop insurance. My office is located in the Maylander Law Office at 104 East 5th Street in Atlantic. 712-249-3253.
And welcome back now to coverage of high school basketball here on KJN. Thanks to Jim Field for that update on all that district wrestling action here today. Lots of area wrestlers that were able to punch their ticket to the state individual wrestling tournament next week at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That'll be going on Thursday through Saturday. And we'll have reports throughout each of those days for you. Jim Field will continue to bring those wrestling updates here coming up this next week. They're Thursday through Saturday, and we'll look forward to hearing about how all those wrestlers fare. And congrats to those four Atlantic Cam wrestlers that will advance on there to compete coming up here this next week. Ethan Fullman, Caden Stutzman, Joe Weaver, and Tristan Dorscher all advancing on there to state wrestling next week. The state team duels are on Wednesday. There are a few area teams in some of the smaller classes that will be competing there as well. Coming up on the second half here shortly, Atlantic and Greene County here in this Class 3A Region 1 quarterfinal round contest, 37-14. The Trojans with the advantage at the break. 20 points already tonight from Haley Rasmussen. She's had a nice game. 8 points from Lauren Nicholas as well to help out the cause. 10 points from Brianna Hobbin to lead Greene County here so far. By the way, the winner of this one will move on to face top-ranked Cherokee Washington. They were winners over Kemper Catholic here today, 77-40, as they easily dispatched their of the Knights. So Cherokee Washington will host the winner of this one coming up on Wednesday evening. Here's the inbound here as we start the second half. Greene County the basketball, and quickly Haben got a look down inside but miss it. And the rebound grabbed up here by Atlantic. They'll work from left to right now here as we see it in this second half. Lauren Nicholas will dump it baseline and a little bit behind Taylor McCready, and they throw it away. So an early giveaway here for Atlantic. It is the starters out there here for Atlantic. Rasmussen along with Jensen, McCready, Waters, and Nicholas. And now a bad pass off the press here for Greene County as they throw it backwards out of bounds. So it'll be Atlantic ball now here underneath the hoop. They'll inbound outside to Rasmussen. She'll head fake curl. Nice dish back down underneath to the inbounder, Jensen. And she lays it home. 6 now for Jensen. And it's going to be a 39-14 lead here for the Trojans. Pass goes cross court here for Greene County. They'll lob it up top now to Kafer. Kafer to Hobbin. Now back to Kafer. Driving right side. Runner on the way. No good. Short. Rebound grabbed up underneath, though, by Muir. She tries to outlet back behind Osterson, ripped away by Nicholas, came back to Kafer. She fed it back to Osterson, and she was open for a lay-in underneath. And now we're going to get a timeout here on the Atlantic inbound. 39-16, this will be a 30-second timeout here for Coach Vargason and the Trojans as they lead it here still by the same margin as half. But I think he's a little upset there with the rotation that time. And now they'll have to get back after it here, leading 39-16, 7:08 left to go here, third quarter. Again, winner will take on Cherokee Washington in Cherokee coming up next Wednesday night, the 17th. That'll be a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday, of course, barring any changes to that. Inbound pass now for Atlantic, and they'll bring it up. They'll fire it off to Lauren Nicholas. Nicholas, the bounce pass over to Haley Rasmussen. Now back right side to Jensen. Jensen gives it off there to Waters. Back to Jensen, driving left. Kick back behind there. A head fake and a give. It's McCready who lost it and gave it back to herself. She gets called for the double dribble. And the inbound now for Greene County after the turnover by the Trojans. Kafer going right side with it. Stops and fires it back up top, and they get it to the middle to Hobbin. Now Kafer again. The bounce pass across to Wilson. Tipped and stolen. Rasmussen able to get a hand on it. Here comes Rasmussen with the run out, and she'll lay it home. 22 now for Haley Rasmussen. It's 41-16 Atlantic. The inbound and the give here to Hobbin. She tries to break the press with the dribble, and she does get across half court. Now the lob back far side for Wilson. Wilson had it poked away by Waters. It'll stay with Greene County. Substitutions here for the Rams as back into the ballgame comes Emma Hoyle. Also back in as well will be number 10, Natalie Heupel. And the inbound comes to Heupel here on the left side. Back to Hobbin. She steps in a little closer for a shot. Partially tipped there by Waters. Saved underneath by McCready. Jensen outlets up ahead to Rasmussen. She'll head fake, get past, and knock it down over the top of Hobbin, who had went up to try to block on the initial head fake. 43-16 Atlantic. Heupel at half court. Dribbles it towards the center. Gives it back behind to Hoyle. Hobbin back right side. A three on the way there from Wilson. Got it. Sadie Wilson hits a triple. Her first bucket of the ball game, and it's now 43-19. Right side, Lauren Nicholas sends it up top. They'll swing it around left side. Jensen. Oh, they call her for a travel. She took off quick after the pass, but I don't know. That was a tough one there. They'll turn it over here back to Greene County. A couple of subs again here for the Rams as Eliza Carlson checks back into the game. Looks like Muir came back in as well. Ball up to Hoyle. Hoyle throws it to the middle to Muir at half court. She drives right side, run into from behind by McCready, and McCready will get called for a foul here. That'll be the second on Taylor McCready. And the first foul on either team here this half. Inbound will be lobbed to the middle, and Jensen read it. She stole it away just like a corner, picks it off, runs it the other way, and lays it up off the window and in. Jada Jensen now with eight. 45-19 Trojans. The pass back behind here for Greene County. They'll lob it up ahead, another giveaway. They throw it away, and Waters comes up with the steal. Left side, Rasmussen goes baseline, cut off, kick back now to Waters. Right side, Nicholas, back up top to Jensen, swings it to Rasmussen, open three, look, in and out, rebound, scooped up by Wilson. And now another poke away, loose, hit by Rasmussen. Nicholas, the outlet from McCready to Rasmussen, and she'll finish. Nice passing back up the floor by the Trojans to convert off the turnover. 47-19. Now Waters getting in the passing lane, knocking it loose. Wilson comes back up with it. Gives it behind to Hoyle. Hoyle now, and we got a trouble getting across half court, and we're going to have a timeout from the Greene County bench. This will be a full break with 4:17 left to go third quarter. 47-19 Atlantic on top. We'll take a break. This is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. R&B Feeds, specializing in grind mix feeds for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. R&B Feeds will also do custom blends. R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. If you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard and the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Dowd Drug, your Health Mart Pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to your prescription needs, visit Dowd Drug. They also offer home health care supplies along with a complete gift line. Visit Dowd Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center or give them a call at 1-800-551-3693.
Welcome back now here to high school basketball on KJN as we come out of the timeout taken by Greene County. And it will be the Rams with the ball as the inbound here to Hoyle. To Carlson, back to Hoyle, now to the middle. It tipped in loose on the floor, still loose as it's passed over far side by Hoyle. Picked up finally by Jensen. She'll attack and get fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two as Osterson's going to pick up her second. First foul of the half now here on Greene County, and Jada Jensen will head to the foul line. And the first free throw is bounced around and down there for Jensen. And she gets the second straight through. 49-19, Trojans leading by 30. Ball tipped by Grooms. Loose, Nicholson running into a defender. I think Nicholson's going to get hit with the foul here because half a step later than Mura was there to the basketball. So Nicholson will pick up her second. Inbound far side here for Greene County with 3:57 to go in the third. Inbound pass, the work here to the middle. Now comes left side. Bounce pass to Hoyle. Osterson back to Hoyle. A swing it, Carlson. 3-2 shifting zone. Pressure here for Atlantic. Back left side, they'll work it to the wing. Good defense here. Greene County just passing it around the perimeter. Nowhere to go with it. Hoyle. Bounce pass to the corner. Osterson quickly double team. Back up top. It's picked up there after a loose hit by Carlson. Carlson goes back to Hoyle, way outside. Hoyle, the bounce pass to Osterson. Lob down underneath Hobbin. Hobbin lost it off her fingertips out of bounds. It will turn over here to Atlantic. 49-19, Trojans leading. They get the ball back here with 3:11 left to go here in the third quarter. Get you a couple of other updates here in the same bracket. It's going to have a timeout taken actually here by Atlantic. So 49-19 sub here as Rasmussen will sub in for Nicholson, and they will take the break. We'll take a timeout as well as high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chris Friends Sales LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders offering high-quality Lester brand name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799 or southwestiowabuildings.com. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website, culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure that your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Atlantic worked a little lob down underneath the Grooms. They ended up having to ship it back outside. She couldn't quite get a good firm handle on it, and it came back around the horn. Now we got a foul called on Greene County. On a reach, that'll go against Carlson. That's going to be her third, and now the line, the shift change here for Greene County as they bring three players back in on the floor. Inbound, Rasmussen catching and runs here left side, back across to Nicholas. In the middle, they go to Grooms. Turn around, quick shot, tossed in by Tessa Grooms. Her first field goal here in the ball game. It's 51-19. Now a steal by Rasmussen. Back to McCready, and she'll go quickly up with it and score. She has six. So Atlantic with another quick steal and conversion. 53-19, they lead it. Now Rasmussen, another steal off the hands of Hobbin. She'll go right to the rack and lay it in again. Atlantic taking control here with their defensive pressure. 55-19, up ahead, Hobbin now catches one on the run, back outside to Osterson. Osterson lobs it across the floor, it's into the backcourt here, it was tipped, controlled here by Greene County, and Kafer. Now Hobbin turns and fires one up from just inside the arc, and she'll knock it down. 12 points now for Hobbin, 55-21 the score. Right side pass to Haley Rasmussen. She'll drive baseline. Cut off, but kicks it across over to Nicholas. Loose. It's picked up here by McCready, and she gets tied up. The arrow belongs to Atlantic. They'll get to keep it here. Good hustle down there underneath by Wilson for Greene County to try to fight for it. Rasmussen and Nicholas will check out as Nicholson and Waters back into the game here for the Trojans. With 1:32 left to go here in the third quarter. The lob in to Macy Waters. Waters will give it back here to Jada Jensen. Jensen back right side over to Nicholson. Tough pass outside of her reach, and it goes out of bounds back here to Greene County. Updates on the rest of the bracket here. At halftime, it was Panorama in control over Red Oak. They led that game 48-20 at half there on the bottom side of the bracket. Also, after one quarter, Shenandoah had a 15-2 lead over Clarinda. And we mentioned it was already Cherokee Washington defeating Kemper today, 77-40. Around the horn, ball was tipped around and knocked out of bounds. It will be Greene County, keeping possession underneath here. A couple more subs. Hobbin's going to get a breather along with Osterson as they bring Muir back in along with Carlson. Carlson, the catch and shoot off the inbound, knocks it down. 16-foot jumper there for Eliza Carlson, her first hoop. It's 55-23. Atlantic gives it to Jada Jensen. She'll head fake, drive, dish to Grooms, and nice feed to her, and she'll be able to lay it in there. Nice job to draw the defender and lay it down on the floor there for Tessa Grooms to finish. And now we got a whistle. The official calling a quick time. We've got a player here that's got an injured arm. Got hit on the elbow, it looks like, here for Michaela Kafer. She comes grimacing in pain off the floor. The official saw her in distress and decided to stop things and let her out of the game. So she comes out, no sub for her, and now Greene County back up with the possession. Boyle on the right side, splits two defenders and falls down, and it's going to be a whistle and a foul out on front by Taylor McCready, they say. That'll be her third. Team foul number three. And time running out here at the end of the quarter. That'll be the end of our third quarter of play, 57-23. Atlantic leading. We'll take a break. Come back with the fourth. This is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Purebolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has been providing care continuously for 43 years. The office is open 6 days a week, and with two doctors on staff offering full body care, they're truly there for you. To set up an appointment or for questions, call Purebolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554. Nutrien Ag Solutions in Hancock. They're ready to assist you with all your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Nutrien Ag Solutions of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly, professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Welcome back now here out of the timeout for the quarter break. It's Greene County with the ball to start the fourth, and they lob it to Hobbin. Back outside, it goes to Lily Muir. Muir out on the left wing. We'll give it up top now. A double team put on here against the ball handler Carlson. It's knocked out of bounds by Jensen, and it will stay with Greene County. Carlson really had nowhere to go with it. Inbound will come here from this near side. They'll send it in the middle to Carlson, cross court, and a tip ball. And we got a foul whistled here. Foul is whistled on Macy Waters. That will be her second. It's team foul number four on Atlantic. Into the corner here. Nice passing there to get Wilson to look at a three. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Macy Waters. Jensen now fires it up left side. Baseline drive by Rasmussen, who's back in there. Lost the handle on it a little bit, and she gets called for a travel underneath. The score did get up above 36 there in that third quarter, so the running clock rule in play here now. Rasmussen, Nicholas, and McCready, who started there for a couple possessions here at the beginning of the fourth, will check out as they bring Nicholson, Nellie Grooms, and Tessa Grooms back into the rotation here. Pass up the floor. It'll be zipped across for Carlson. She'll head fake. Give it back over to Kafer, who's back in the game. Good to see her back in there after getting injured. Dump it down underneath there to Osterson. She'll turn and bounce it off the glass and in. It's 57-25. Now right side. They jump her up and no good there on that one by Grooms. And a travel was called first on Nellie Groom. So Atlantic turns it over. 57-25 the lead here for Atlantic. And Carlson at half court gives it across over to Kafer. Kafer to the right wing, back to the middle, Muir. Muir turns, oh, it's open, but didn't even look at the basket. Now let's get past to the far corner. Back up top here. Kafer, bounce pass, Muir, head fakes, gives it left to Carlson. She'll stop and fire, no good, too strong. Rebound taken by Nicholson. The outlet here to Jada Jensen. Jensen across the timeline, throws it right side to Grooms. Nellie Grooms through traffic, back out front. Jensen, the runner on the way, rimming out, rebound. Knocked out of bounds, last touched here by Atlantic. It'll be Greene County ball with 5:16 to go. Pass to the middle, now back left side, running a shot up and good by Osterson. Nice pass, and Osterson able to cash in. It's 57-27. Outside, back up front, Jensen takes a three, knocks it down. Jada Jensen hits one from downtown. 60-27 Atlantic. Bounce pass to Carlson, to the middle, Muir turns and fires there from the free throw line, no good. Rebound taken by Waters. Jensen outlets up ahead here, Nicholson running the floor underneath, was fouled on the way up, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Aspen Nicholson to the free throw line, good job running the floor. Foul going to be whistled on Muir, that'll be her second. Nicholson to the stripe here for a couple. Update on that game in the bottom part of the bracket. The third quarter ends with a running clock in play. Panorama running away from Red Oak. 68-23 is the lead there for the Panthers. It looks like they'll be advancing on. Free throw is up and no good off the back iron there for Nicholson on the second. She missed them both. The rebound was fought for, and it's going to be Atlantic getting the ball here. Foul was whistled. I know there's just a turnover called here, so Atlantic will have it. Some new faces checked in there as well after that first free throw. As into the ball game comes Madison Huddleston. She has it up top. Also in there is Kira Olson. She'll catch the pass, kick it back outside. A three on the way there by Huddleston, no good. Rebound tapped around. Grooms missed the putback, and it's knocked out of bounds off Greene County. Atlantic will keep. Alina Woodward also in the game here for the Trojans. Inbound will come here from Huddleston to the far side, and a three on the way by Nellie Grooms. Knocks it down in the corner. Nellie Grooms hits the triple. Gets her name into the scorebook here with her first bucket, 63-27. Out top, ball tipped away loose, taken away by Nicholson. Here she races up ahead, and she's fouled on a reach from behind there by Michaela Kafer. That'll be her first, team foul number four. And inbound will come underneath now for Atlantic, and I think we're going to get a line change here for Greene County. They are all new five into the game here for Greene County as they bring, I think, some of those, some kind of a mix here back out on the floor. There's some new faces out there. Alexa Peters, Hobbin came back in as well. Hoyle's out there. Quick shot on the inbound by Grooms is short. Rebound fought for Nicholson, is on the floor with it and gets tied up. Arrow belongs to Greene County. 2:45 and the clock rolling. Try to get you some of the names that are in there here. Natalie Heupel was back into the game. Cameron Sanders, a sophomore, is in the ball game. Hoyle. And then also Alexa Peters, as we mentioned. So Aubin catches one inside, turns and shoots. Got fouled. She'll go to line here to shoot two. 2:28 left. The foul's going to be whistled on Kira Olson. That'll be her first. Fifth team foul now here on Atlantic. 63-27, they lead it. The first free throw by Hobbin is good. 63-28. And the second one is up and good as well. And now Hobbin will check out. She'll be replaced by Ashlyn Henners, a sophomore. Inbound comes around here, and now dumped underneath Olson, trying to go back baseline. It's thrown over the head there of Nelly Grooms and given away here by the Trojans. Bounce pass right side, Green County, trouble hanging on to it. It's poked out of bounds. Olson got a piece of it, so it'll stay with Green County here. Down to a 1:50 left to play. Inbound. Green County up top, slapped away there by Huddleston. Now Green County will inbound it here. Pressure put on. They throw it into the middle. Turn around. A quick shot up well short there by Enners. The rebound here to the Trojans. They'll come here into the front court. Lob baseline. Back to Nicholson. Nicholson fires it down baseline. Huddleston arriving in. Shot up off the window. No good. Olson the putback. No good. And then it was a rebound for Grooms, but a foul was called here on Atlantic. It's going to go back the other way. Grooms gets called for the foul. Apparently fighting for that last rebound. Atlantic going to get a couple other players up off the bench here and get them into the game. As Pellett will check in. A couple of faces deep into the roster here for Atlantic. Up the floor left side. Oh, it's tipped by Huddleston. Stolen away. She'll take it to the other end, all the way in, and lay it up and in. Madison Huddleston gets the hoop after the steal. 65-29. Pass here for Green County. Alexa Peters to the middle. Back out left wing. A long one on the way is no good there by Reagan Toon. 5'2 sophomore. Ends up going out of bounds off of Atlantic. It'll be Green County ball underneath here as the clock winds down to 11 seconds to go. Inbound up top. They'll work it here to Peters. Back to the corner. Now a tie up and a steal. Nicholson able to steal it away. 2 seconds to play to Huddleston in the middle, and they'll hang on to it as time runs out. 65-29, Atlantic the victor, and they'll advance on here to the 3A Region 1 semifinals as they'll head to Cherokee to take on Cherokee Washington on Wednesday night for a scheduled 7 o'clock contest. 65-29 here is your final. The win here for the Atlantic Trojans, and they're going to do a little bit of a ceremony here after the game, after the victory. There's a special honor that's happening here afterwards, and they're going to go, I think, track down the player that, well, no, they got the player they're looking for, so it'll be a little bit of a special addition to what's going on here with the win. There's a recent milestone that's been passed here for Atlantic girls basketball, so that's why they've kept everybody from heading to the locker room here right away. We'll listen in here.
Today's game will be on February 17th. The game will be at Cherokee, Iowa, Washington High School, 7 p.m. start. We also have a couple special announcements. Hold on, he's doing math real quick. Haley Rasmussen has now broken the Atlantic girls 5-on-5 basketball career points record. Previously held by Jamie Hoy in 2003. Jamie's record was 1,212 career points. With her 14 points versus Harlem Tuesday night, Haley moved past that total. And after tonight's game, she now sits at 1,242 points. In addition to breaking the career points record, Haley also broke Jamie Hoyt's single season points record of 414 points last Friday at Denison. Her record now stands at 467 points on the season. Congratulations, Haley. And one more thing. Yesterday was Tessa and Nellie's 18th birthday. I think the team should sing it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
certainly an awesome honor there, as Haley Rasmussen has become the career 5-on-5 all-time points leader for the Atlantic Trojans. 1,242 now here for her career, and of course some more to add on, hopefully here Wednesday night and maybe beyond. 467 points on the season, also a single season record for the 5-on-5 mark, besting both records that were previously held by Jamie Hoig. She had 1,212 for her career, and 414 was the single season mark. So congratulations to Haley Rasmussen on passing that milestone here for the Trojans. Let's take a break. We'll come back and give you the final numbers here for you in this game here in just a moment, and then we'll wrap it up. This is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. For quality service and knowledge, Berg Electric is here for all your electrical needs. Call Berg Electric at 254-9020 or stop in. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, located next to the storage sheds south of Mala. Berg Electric in Atlantic, 254-9020. Whether it's filling up, an oil change, tire repair, or new tires, Bridgewater Tires and More has you covered. Stop in or give them a call, 641-369-2106. Bridgewater Tires and More in downtown Bridgewater.
Welcome back now here to Atlantic High School. Let's give you the final numbers from this one as Atlantic wins at 65-29. They were led by 28 points tonight from Haley Rasmussen, as she had 20 in the opening half to lead the way. 13 points for Jada Jensen. They got 8 points tonight from Lauren Nicholas. 6 chipped in by Taylor McCready. 5 coming from Tessa Grooms. 3 from Nellie Grooms. And 2 for Madison Huddleston here late. Trojans went 2 of 4 at the free throw line here in the second half. 7 of 13 from the foul line here for the game. For the Greene County Rams, they were led by 14 from Brianna Hobbin. She had 10 in the opening half, added a couple or a bucket and then a couple free throws here in the second. 9 points for Brianna Osterson. They got 3 from Sadie Wilson, 2 from Eliza Carlson, and 1 chipped in by Natalie Heupel here for the Rams. They went 2 of 2 at the free throw line here in the second half, 3 of 6 at the line here for the game. Turned the ball over 8 times more here in the second half, so they finished with a total of 21 giveaways tonight. Atlantic had 7 turnovers here in the second half, got a little bit sloppy at times late, and they finished with 11 giveaways here in the game, so a 10 turnover advantage for the Trojans, and that certainly did help out the cause here in this one. So Atlantic winning at 65-29 to advance on to the Class 3A Region 1 semifinals coming up on Wednesday night, and they will be taking on Cherokee Washington, ranked number 1 in Class 3A, as they picked up an easy 77-40 win over Kemper Catholic here today to advance on themselves. So Atlantic will travel all the way to Cherokee on Wednesday night, a scheduled 7 o'clock game coming up there for that one. The bottom half of the bracket, we mentioned to you, it was Panorama in control over Red Oak after three quarters of play, 68-23. There was a running clock in place there, and Panorama was in full control. And then also Shenandoah had a lead over Clarinda. We can let's take another look here at that latest update here for you as well. As last we checked on that one, it was a fairly good lead for Shenandoah early, and now it's a halftime score, and it's Shenandoah leading 29-8 at half. So it looks like Shenandoah and Panorama will be the matchup there on the other side of the bracket. So all of the top seeds advancing on here out of this first round of the Class 3A Region 1. Atlantic 65-29 the winner. They will improve their season record with the win to 9-13 here overall. And for Greene County, they will have fallen in their season at 6-13 is their final record. So congratulations here to Atlantic as they pick up the victory here in this one, 65-29, and they'll advance on now to the next round. I'm going to see if we can maybe track down. I haven't seen Coach Vargas in here yet, Mac, up, but maybe we'll get some words here from him before we leave you. We'll also get a quick weather check after we wrap things up, and we'll Also, of course, get you another quick recap of all those district wrestling results. Jim Field had all those updated results there for you. And congrats again to those Atlantic Cam 4 wrestlers that will be advancing on. Ethan Fulman, Caden Stutzman, Tristan Dorsher, and Joe Weaver will all be heading to state wrestling coming up here this next week, Thursday through Saturday. 65-29 here is the final, and we will go ahead and get some comments here after the game, and we'll go ahead and let Lauren Nicholas slide in here and give us some words after they pick up the win here tonight. Lauren, congratulations.
Thank you.
Always awesome when you get a win, and especially sweet when it's in the postseason. You get to keep your season alive. Guys, maybe a little bit of a slow start. Kind of the shooting, I don't think, got in a rhythm to you for a little while, but once you guys settled in, it looked like you're pretty comfortable out there.
Yeah, we quickly got pretty comfortable, I think, and we've been putting up a lot of shots these past few days, so I think that really helped tonight.
Game plan going in, you knew you were going to face that zone. What were you guys trying to accomplish there offensively?
Our goal was basically to get to the rim and the kickouts and then those kind of looks.
Well, you were able to knock down a couple threes there in that second quarter. Obviously good when you start to get it going down and build up that confidence. Did you feel good? Your game was good out there?
Yeah, I think my game was pretty good tonight.
Well, you guys kept it rolling in the second half, didn't let up on the intensity. And, of course, the defense, I think, obviously, in the second half picked up as well. You really turned a lot of those turnovers into points on the other side. How much fun is it to play that style of pressure defense and try to force the team into those mistakes?
It's really fun, especially when we're all talking and we're all having fun pretty much, and we're all able to score points.
We've talked to Coach Vargas in here the past couple of weeks, and I've heard from a couple other people, too, that this team really seems to get along. You guys like to have, spend time with each other outside of the basketball court as well. Is this a pretty cohesive group?
Yeah, we hang out all the time, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of fun to be able to go on to the next round. You've got a fun task here and get to take on the number one team in the state coming up on Wednesday. Your thoughts on heading to Cherokee?
I'm really excited to go there. I think we can do a really good job, and I really want to knock them off.
Well, congratulations on the win, Lauren. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, Lauren Nicholas after the win here for Atlantic as they pick it up here 65-29 over Greene County and advance on here to the next round. Coach Vargason has just stepped over, talks to some other folks here, so we'll catch him as well here in just a moment when we'll go ahead and string this out just a little bit longer here for you. So Atlantic moving on to play Wednesday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio, by the way, as we'll make the long, long road trip as Atlantic heads to take on top-ranked Cherokee Washington on Wednesday night. 65-29 is the final, Atlantic picking up the win. So let's take one more break. We'll come back here and see if we can catch Coach Vargason before we head off into the sunset. This is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial, member SIPC. Seed Pros North and Atlantic is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker and Dee Hansen help you with all your seed needs. By your side to maximize yield from the word go. Give them a call at 712-254-3277. And for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also, try Fairway's full-service meat department at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Trojans win it here in this Class 3A Region 1 quarterfinal round game, 65-29 over Greene County, and they'll advance on to take on Cherokee Washington coming up on Wednesday night in their next game. Trojans improved to 9-13 here on the year. We want to, again, wish congratulations to those Atlantic Cam wrestlers, four of them that advanced on from district competition here today, and all the other area wrestlers as well. Of course, a host of them that will be earning the punch their ticket today and then earn their mark in the record books at state wrestling coming up next week. And again, don't forget, we'll have reports throughout each day, Thursday through Saturday, of that state wrestling competition as Jim Field brings that to you here on the radio. We'll have plenty of basketball coming up here next week, pretty much every night. We're going to have some hoops here for you. Monday night, we're going to head over to Anita. as the Cam boys will take on the winner of a game that was delayed from yesterday. Fremont Mills was taking on Clarinda Academy here today, and I'm not sure what time they set there for that rematch there. Let's see if we can get an update on that. We'll check on that real quick, but it's Fremont Mills taking on, actually that game already has been played. They played that this afternoon, so 52-30 was the final. Fremont Mills was the winner, so it will be Fremont Mills who will be the opponent for Cam on Monday night, and we'll have that game for you over in Nita, Knights and the Cougars, and you can be able to listen to that one here on the radio. You'll also be able to check those games out in video format. The Cam Cougar channel will have coverage of that coming up on Monday night there between Cam and FM and that boys district contest. And then Tuesday night we will head to Elkhorn as Exira EHK opens up their postseason run, as they will be taking on Murray in their contest coming up there on this next Tuesday night. Coach Ferguson took off, so we'll go ahead and wrap our coverage up. 65-29 is our win here for Atlantic. I want to thank Lori Murphy for helping out back in the studios, and thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Parks. Good evening from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. Outfitters Plus Retail Store of Atlantic specializes in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery or silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Kautsky Tree Care in Adair. For